We've got another taxing question for you as well.
I'm not another one.
Yeah.
Can I ask you one first?
Oh, go on then.
Well, actually, I want to ask Dave something, because Colin Murray sent this a little while ago, and also Liana Serban said something similar, which is all about mirrors. So first of all, Dave, Liana Serban says, how does a one-way mirror work?
Okay, there isn't actually such a thing as a one-way mirror. It's not possible without using that, just to make light only go through something in one direction without going the other way, without using some really exciting electronics. Basically, the way I don't know if you've ever sat inside a room when it's dark outside and it's light inside the room. If you look at a piece of glass, all you can see is your reflection. You can't see outside. That's because a piece of glass will always reflect maybe 10% of the light that hits it. But normally, if it's outside and it's brighter, the light coming through it completely dominates, and so you don't really notice the reflection. You just see stuff going on behind it. But if it's really dark outside, there's no light coming from the outside, so all you can see is that reflection. Normally, one-way mirrors are semi-silver. That means that there's some silvering on the back of them, so they're more reflective than a piece of glass. So maybe they'll reflect 80% of the light which hits them. So you can see the reflection very strongly, but if you're in behind one and it's very, very, very dark so that you can't see that reflection, you can still see the light coming in through them. So you can see people in the light side, but the light people in the light side can't see you.
So when you see a sort of detective story, dramas on telly, where you've got these detectives watching someone being interviewed and they're in a brightly lit room and the person being interviewed is in a brightly lit room, that's a myth.
That wouldn't work, no.
Just wouldn't work.